Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The man accused of killing 20-year-old Sophie Sergey at a University of Alaska Fairbanks dormitory more than 26 years ago made his first appearance in a Fairbanks court Wednesday. Stephen Harris Downs, 44 years old, of Auburn, Maine, is charged with first-degree murder and first-degree sexual assault. He pleaded not guilty, and his next court appearance will be at a bail hearing at 8:45 a.m. Friday. Sergey's body was found in a bathtub at Bartlett Hall on April 26, 1993. She had been assaulted, stabbed multiple times, and shot in the back of the head. Alaska State Troopers conducted numerous interviews and collected DNA samples and other evidence after her death, but they were unable to identify a suspect. Investigators finally got a break after they were able to match DNA left at the scene with that of Downs' aunt, who had voluntarily submitted her DNA to a genealogical website. Further investigation showed Downs had been a student at UAF from 1992 to 1996 and was living in Bartlett Hall at the time of Sergey's death. He was arrested by the Maine State Police near his home February 15th. He made an initial court appearance in Anchorage on August 6th before being transported to Fairbanks and remanded to Fairbanks Correctional Center. Just 5 days after it opened, the fall hunting season for 40-mile caribou will close at 11:59 p.m. today in two zones. Zone 1, accessible from the Steese Highway and Chino Hot Springs Road, and Zone 4 in the White Mountains will be affected. A notice from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game states the harvest in the first 5 days of the season is expected to meet the combined quota of 860 caribou in those zones. The state hunting season, which opened in all areas August 11th, is scheduled to remain open in zones 2 and 3. The federal caribou hunt on federal lands is not affected by these changes. A hunter has been killed in an apparent all-terrain vehicle accident off the Glenn Highway. Alaska State Troopers report that 42-year-old Huey Farrell of Wasilla was sheep hunting in the Eureka area near Glenn Highway, Mile 123, and that a search was organized August the 11th when he failed to check in with family or friends. Responding troopers found Farrell's truck, but he and his ATV were missing. Troopers used a helicopter and ATVs to look for Farrell, who was found by friends Wednesday. Troopers say foul play is not suspected. Country musician Zach Brown has lost a bid to limit visitors on his private property in Alaska. The lead singer for the Grammy Award-winning Southern rock group that bears his name sought to remove easements allowing access along his property, but the bid was rejected by a planning commission on the Kenai Peninsula. Brown's home in Homer overlooks scenic Kachemak Bay. And for more on today's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Gary Black.